This radio program comes to you thanks to millions of young men in uniform, Americans fighting overseas. The Treasury Salute. This is a program of the United States Treasury, your Treasury, reminding you for the fifth time in this war, you save and serve when you buy war bonds. And you salute with us a hero of this war, Sergeant Joe Gomez. Treasury Salute, featuring Martin Gable, Jackson Beck, and Will Gear, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra.
This is the story of little Joe Gomez of Gallup, New Mexico, a Spanish-American soldier who didn't want to fight, and yet who is a hero. Hero to the many new. A hero to a famous baseball player in his outfit, and a hero to the least of the jungle fighters. They may tell his story someday in the newspapers, books about brave men, in ways that Americans know, but until they do, here's the story of a very little guy who thought that the biggest thing a man could do was to help other men in trouble. It began shortly after Joe became a soldier. Long before he ever thought that he'd be seeing a place like Burma.
Excuse me, sir. May I speak to you?
Of course, Joe. What is it?
When you asked for volunteers to become medical aid men, I volunteered.
Yes, I saw you.
But, sir, I was not picked.
Look, Joe, you're too short, too lightweight.
I am strong, sir.
It takes big guys, men who can haul deadweight soldiers into foxholes.
Sir, I could learn. And I am good at fixing people up when they are hurt. Whenever one of my brothers or sisters got hurt, I used to take care of them.
You mean you really like to do it?
Yes, sir. Could I, sir?
All right, Joe. Get permission from your CO and report to the class tonight.
That's how Joe became a medical aid man. Man without a gun. Who goes into the smoking, bleeding battlefield and gives first help to a fallen soldier. His armor is the Geneva Cross on his sleeve. Beyond that, nothing. It takes mighty courage to be a medical aid man. And it's safe to say that Joe Gomez had courage. A lot of it for a little guy fighting in a very big war. So one day he found himself in Burma.
How many wounded have we got, Joe?
Quite a lot, Chaplain. Now, there is more now, I think.
Give me some water, Joe, will you?
Hey, Joe, can't you do something? My leg's killing me.
Sure, sure. Just lie still. I will give you a shot. Here, Johnny, drink this. But not too much, we are low.
Where are the other aid men?
I guess they have been killed, Chaplain.
Are you all alone?
Yes, sir.
With all these men to take care of?
I can do it, sir.
But we may be ordered back.
I have been figuring that. So I have been cutting down some bamboo poles for stretchers. Chaplain, I have got to take a bullet out of Milton here. Will you help me just for a moment? I could do it alone on...
I'm right with you, Joe.
You are ready, Milton?
Mm-hmm.
He's ready. This will hurt a little, but he's better out than in. He's almost asleep. I gave him a shot a moment ago.
You're a one-man medical corps, Joe.
The doctor has been hurt bad, so I told him not to worry. Milton here, he is a big, strong guy. He shouldn't die. Look at his muscles. Steady now, Milton.
That was neatly done, Joe.
Joe, we're moving back in 5 minutes. We'll have the river covered by then.
Yes, sir.
You'll need help, Joe.
Maybe a lot of men to move.
I'll get some help for you. Getting all these men across that river is no joke.
Joe, I gotta find my dad.
Take it easy, Mo. Take it easy.
You don't understand.
Sure, I understand. Go to sleep now. He will be waiting for you.
Hiya, Chaplain. Gonna play ball with us today?
Mike asked me to umpire.
Let's go, then. The boys want to start.
You know, it amazes me sometimes, Lugo, the resilience of the human being. We've only been out of combat area for 4 days, and it's baseball already.
Well, wherever Americans go, baseball goes with them. And this fella Mike is pretty good. He was in the big leagues, you know.
So I understand. You should hear little Joe talk about him. Mike's a god to him.
Hiya, Chaplain. We've been waiting for you.
Come on, fellas. We're all set. Yeah.
Hello, Chaplain.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Chaplain, what do you think? Mike picked me for his team. I'm shortstop. Caramba, am I going to play ball? You watch when I get to the bag.
Okay, Joe. Knock it into the Jap camp.
I guess Mike thinks I am pretty good, huh? Well, he would not have picked me. He won't be sorry.
Hiya, Chaplain.
Hello, Mike. Looks like you got a good team.
Best I could do with what we had. Say, Joe, Callahan just showed up, so I'm putting him in as shortstop. You don't mind, do you? I need good hard hitters, and he's got a lot of power.
Oh, sure, Mike, if you think so.
That's our stuff. Maybe some other time, huh?
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, boys, play ball.
That's too bad, Joe.
I guess maybe a fellow should be bigger than me to play good baseball.
Going to watch the game?
No, I have got some work to do. I forgot about it. Oh, I did not hear you come in, Chaplain.
What's that song you were singing, Joe?
My people sing it a lot. La Cucaracha is called.
Spanish?
Mexican. It's about a cockroach. It's got a lot of voices. A little cockroach that didn't amount to much. Like me, Chaplain.
Well, Joe, this man's army is made up of big and little chaps, fat ones and thin ones. And it's the kind of a soldier a man is, and it doesn't depend on his size. Courage and bullets are very democratic. They can come in the way of anyone.
Chaplain? Chaplain?
I'm here, Lugo.
We're moving up the creek.
All set.
Wounded guy out in the clearing. That clearing's a hell spot. There's 4 machine gun nests somewhere in those trees. How'd the guy get out there? Soldier there hasn't got a chance.
Maddox!
Hugo, that sounds like my brother.
Let me see.
It's
your shoulder, Mike. It's bleeding bad.
Lugo, I ought to go out there.
Shut up. Maddox! Maddox!
Bombing. I am bombing.
Joe, it's over here. It's Mike. He's been hit in the shoulder.
Joe, someone's out there.
I will get him. Lugo, hold your thumb on his neck right there. It will stop the bleeding.
Medic!
I am coming. I am coming, soldier. Where have you been here?
It's my side, Joe. Keep hold of this. There's a machine gun nest over there.
Maybe they have seen my Geneva cross. It's good and plain. Now, hold still while I cut away.
Joe, talk to me, Joe. Don't you slide there?
Still waiting, boys?
Still waiting, Chaplain. I guess the operation should be almost done by now.
We were lucky to be able to get that surgeon out here. A bullet in the head's a tough wound. You know, Chaplain, he went right out there in that clearing, not even hesitating a minute. He knew just the same as us what that place is like. Machine guns all over the place. A little guy like him to go right out like he never even heard about what war was like.
You know something about Joe? I used to talk to him a lot. He always figured that it was the big men in this world who did things, and that the biggest thing a little man could do was to keep human life going.
I've been wrong about a lot of things, haven't I, Captain?
Well, Mike, let's say war gives men new perspectives.
Here's the doctor.
How is everything, Major?
It's hard to say. He's got a long fight ahead of him.
I wish we could tell him there isn't a man in the outfit that isn't plugging for him.
He probably knows it.
Well, that's just it. We never paid much attention to him.
As soon as we could, we'd kind of like to tell him, sir.
Well, he's got a slim chance. But if he comes through all right, it would help if he knew that he isn't alone.
¶¶
feeling better, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting a long time for you to get better.
You have?
All of us, Joe.
For me?
Well, I'm not supposed to talk very long to you, but you ought to know something, Joe. We want you to get well, see?
Gracias.
And look, on my team, you're permanent. You know me, I like guys that are all man. You're okay, Joe. Joe Gomez, shortstop on the Burma Dodgers.
You are a swell guy, Mike.
Yeah? Well, for my money, you're the guy that's in the big league. So long, Joe. Be seeing you.
That's the story of Joe Gomez to date. He's been recommended for the Distinguished Service Cross. He may have it by now. He's still in the hospital because, you see, a head wound is slow business. But one day he'll be out again. Little Joe Gomez, one of the thousands of Spanish Americans who are fighting hard on the many war fronts. Fighting like all of us for the right to come to bat in the game of life. Fighting to fill the bases with men who believe in human values and the freedom of peoples. Play ball. Every American the world over knows that cry. Little Joe Gomez played ball his way, and it was truly the way of a hero. Here at home, we too must go to bat for liberty and freedom. Go to bat for our fighting men who are facing the zero hour now. Yes, the crucial moment has come. The fate of nations hangs in the balance. One of our ways of playing ball is to buy war bonds and buy more bonds to make the fifth war loan drive the smashing success it's got to be. Play ball with our brave men who are offering all they've got to win for our side. Back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Martin Gable, Jackson Beck, Will Gear, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was composed and conducted by David Brookman. This is Ben Grauer speaking.